Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hello, everyone. I am so excited today to have you meet the most incredible leader that you will want to connect with. So today I am joined by Justin Copeland, and he is the Vice President of Safety at United Road Services. He has 14 years of experience leading safety initiatives in the transportation industry. And I know firsthand, because I've worked with his company for several years, he's committed to enhancing safety culture, reducing risk, and ensuring regulatory compliance. And look, I have seen how Justin cares about his team. He cares about all the people at United Road, and he is a leader that leads from the front line. And so when he says that he believes that the true safety leadership goes beyond policies, I know that is not just marketing, that is real. So thank you, Justin, for being here with me today. I want you to share with the audience, obviously, who you are, and also what does leading from the front line mean to you, and how has that shaped you as a leader?
Well, first of all, thank you, Gina. I really appreciate that you having me on and being able to share some of that and all those kind words. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. A little bit of background on me. As you had said, I've been in the safety side of this industry now for 14 years, but I'm in my 22nd year inside of trucking. And I always love hearing about people's stories about what got them into trucking, into the transportation industry, because so very few of us, they do exist, but so very few people actually go to school for logistics, or whether it is coming out of high school and deciding that I'm going to be a truck driver someday. That's not generally how that path starts. We know that in trucking, the average age of a new entrant into trucking is 37 years old. Wow. So generally they're starting their second, third, fourth career attempt, trying to find where they land in the industry. I was a little bit younger when I did that. For me, I got out of college. My degree is in criminal justice and law enforcement. And Michigan had experienced its first kind of economic downturn in the early 2000s. Perfect timing for me coming out of college, and all the departments stop hiring. So back then, I'm thumbing through the classifieds. It was still paper at that time, and seeing all these, get your CDL, drive a truck, make this much money. And so that's what I did. I went, I got my CDL, and I said, well, I'll probably do this for about 6 months, maybe 6 months or so. And then I'm sure the departments will start hiring again, and I'll get into law enforcement. That took 3 years before they started hiring here in the state of Michigan. And for me, it was at that time I was young. We were talking about having a family. I was going to get married, things like that. And it just didn't make sense for me to take what would have been about a 50% pay cut coming out of the truck. So I stayed in trucking. And we started out driving a truck in this business. And I always felt like I was destined for maybe something more. Back then, I would not have seen this, that just to be very honest. But I always just tried to do the best job I could in whatever role I had. And as a driver, it was known that I wanted an opportunity to get out of the truck and do some things. So I got out, became a terminal manager first, did that for a short bit. And the company I was working for, a new president came in and he wanted to start up a regional safety manager role. And so he really wanted drivers and targeted drivers. And I was one of those. They asked me if I wanted to get into safety. I told him, I don't know much, but if you're willing to train, I'm willing to learn. So fast forward 14 years later, and here I am, loving being with United Road and overseeing, you know, all of their fleet safety initiatives, their people safety initiatives, and training.
Yes, Justin, you're an incredible human. Now, first of all, I didn't even know that you started off as a driver, so thank you for doing that. The drivers keep everything going, right? I actually saw one of your trucks not too long ago, and I wanted to go hug them. Scott always tells me, like, I can't do that because that would be a little strange. But I'm like, no, because I know United Road, and I just feel love like from you and from everyone we've worked with at your organization. And that comes from the top and it comes from you. And so I really appreciate that. And I think about, what does it really teach you when you work on the front line like you do about humanity? I know a lot of people really appreciated truck drivers and trucking during COVID. But honestly, what does that mean to you?
To what does it mean for me to be on the front line, or that how does that help shape me? Oh man, there's just so much honestly to take from that, right? So for me, leading from the front line means staying connected to the realities of what people are doing for work every day. What are the challenges that we face? About listening first, ensuring and earning their trust, right? Never asking someone to do something that I wouldn't do myself. Okay. That mindset has grounded some of my biggest decisions. The reason why I share the fact that I started in this industry as a driver is because that's how I lead today, is I lead with that mindset of being a driver and what may or may not have been done, or information may or may not have been passed along. And I just try to do better. So for me, that's helped me make some of my bigger decisions, whether it's implementing a new safety initiative or changing how we train drivers, because the input comes directly from those it impacts the most. And it's also created the buy-in, because people know their voice shapes the outcomes for the organization. And for me, when you lead from the front, decisions stop being about policies and they become about people. Now, in the background here, you can see our core values and our mission statement. So one of our first core values are people and relationships. And I can tell you, I've heard statements like that of other carriers and organizations I might have been with. And when I first joined United Road, did I think when I saw it, okay, another great, core value. But then I actually watched it, and I watched them lead with that intention, lead with that value, right? Creating relationships with all people, whether it's inside the office or our fleet out on the road with our customers, all of that stuff. And you truly actually see that day to day. And so it was really easy to fall in the culture that they have here and help create that culture within my department as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It is different, right? When you actually see it in action and you feel it, you feel the organization leading like that. And we feel it from your team, like from every single person on your team, we feel it and we do and we love it. And it's just incredible to do that and have that relationship. And I can imagine your customers feel it too. And that's really what's powerful. What do you think if there's one thing you could redesign or something in the industry, like a tradition or something you've seen, what would you do? What would you create instead to really bring about some change in this industry?
That's a fantastic question. And this is one I often like to try and share, and what I try to do here at our organization, right? So the thing that I would redesign is how we measure performance and safety. Okay. Too often it's reactive. It focuses on violations, accidents, or other like lagging indicators. So they're post-event kind of indicators, and that's a measure of how you're performing. I'd like to shift it to a proactive behavior-based model that rewards like risk reduction, positive habits, and consistent execution. That includes investing in coaching, not just compliance. Instead of using data to penalize drivers, we use it to empower them, spotting the trends early, recognizing safe driving behaviors, and building a safety culture that's preventative and not punitive, right? We always try to shape it around driver behavior, okay? Because I think that there's very few people that come into work every day saying, you know what, I'm just going to break every rule and I want to get in a crash. And nobody comes into work with that mindset. Everybody's here to earn a living for their families and or for themselves. And I don't think that people genuinely have that in their heart that I'm going to come in and not do a good job. Sometimes you just got to find a different way to get it out of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love this idea of rethinking safety. Have you ha done something or has there been something done at your organization that maybe an innovation emerged from an unexpected place? Because I know you all at United Road are thought leaders and you move the industry forward. So I can imagine there's been a lot that you've done, not only for your organization, but for the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most impactful innovations came from a veteran driver who suggested a tweak to our driver training program, specifically how we use dash cam footage. So instead of just showing the mistakes that drivers make, it was a simple suggestion and frankly, a little bit of shame that we didn't think about it, but that's why it's important to involve your drivers and seek their feedback, right? Instead of showing their mistakes, he recommended, how about we show clips of what good looks like? You know what? You're right. And that actually came out of a safety meeting because we were sharing some of the negative event stuff and to show to many drivers who might be denying the amount of close calls they had that this actually happens to other drivers and it happens often. That small shift, it really completely changed the tone of our coaching, turning into more encouraging, confidence-building tool. It reminded me that some of the best ideas come from those who live it every single day. And it really has. And so now I can tell you in every safety meeting or in any e-nugget that we create and we send out, one of the things that we get the most positive feedback on is the dash cam footage. Good or bad, it doesn't matter, but they certainly love seeing when we share up there and go, see, view this video. Do you think that is good driver behavior or bad driver behavior? And they love it when they see the good stuff and the fact that, hey, a driver had safe following distance and look at this crash that happened in front of them, right directly in front of them, because of that following distance, they were able to avoid the collision, safely stop, and prevent themselves from being involved in. So we share things like that. And it was a simple suggestion that I think has been very impactful here over the last couple of years.
That's so beautiful. People don't involve people. And United Road and Justin, you involve people because the people that work for you matter and you care about them and you care about their families. And so why not ask them? So I really appreciate that. I really do. I think it's so important and not enough. You know, we need to share this education to move the industry forward. So 10 years from now, what do you want your work to leave in the industry? That, you know, really, what is your legacy? What do you want people to remember about you that's going to keep the Justin Copeland legacy moving forward?
This is something I've talked about with Kelly often, and even my son and some of the folks that
Aww.
work with me and stuff. It's, you know, the personal accolades, those are for me. They're not for anybody else, right? But at the end of the day, you hope that you leave an impression. And so for me, like 10 years from now, I hope the impact of my work is seen in safer roads, smarter systems, and a stronger sense of dignity for people who, you know, keep freight moving. And I want to see a culture where safety isn't just a department. It's woven into every single role, valued at every level. And that's what we do here at United. And it didn't just happen overnight. It's a consistent, continuous thing, always, right? I hope to have helped elevate my profession, right? As a safety professional by potentially shaping leaders, some of those that work for me, create sustainable programs that can live on and advocate for the voices that too often go unheard, like our drivers. If drivers and frontline staff feel more respected, they feel protected and empowered a decade from now, that will be my measure of success.
Oh, I love that so much. I think, Justin, I think what you don't re really know is how much you impact everyone. You've impacted me, you've impacted our team, and I mean that. It's you don't know day to day the impact that you're having. And so I don't have my Pelican here today because I'm in P Pittsburgh, but I'm going to send you this Pelican and because today I want to recognize the kind of leadership that you don't always get the spotlight, but Justin, you move mountains all the same. You might not be the loudest voice in the room. You might not be chasing titles or chasing applause, but last year when you empowered your team to come to the Luma Lab and they won the Golden Nugget, it just showed you weren't there, but your leadership and the team's leadership helped lift your team up. And you always behind the scenes are showing up again and again for others. And I remember when I talked to you, you didn't take the praise, you gave the praise. You gave the praise for your the team. And so on the front line, I created the Pelican Award to honor you and honor quiet heroes, people who lead with the heart, who carry the weight of others without asking for anything in return. And I chose the pelican as a symbol for a reason because I don't know if you know this. So Charleston has a lot of pelicans and they live and they hunt in groups and they thrive not through isolation, but they actually thrive through community and connection. And they represent teamwork, they represent social bonds, and they represent the balance between giving and receiving. And so I wanted you to come on my show because I wanted to award you because you embody all of these traits. And I always have known this, and I, as I've talked to you and you've communicated with me about your team, that you always find the strength in others and you always lift them higher. And I can imagine what an incredible father you are, even though I'm not involved with you in that way, just because you always give without ego and you don't only lead from the front, but you lead from your community. So while Justin, your work might not make headlines at United Road, your impact is lasting. And I want you to personally know it's personal for me and it's powerful. So I honor you for the way that you move your industry forward. You move your team forward quietly, but purposely for the community you've built at United Road and beyond with your clients and your vendors with Luma, and for the balance you bring and for the lives you've changed just by being who you are. Congratulations. You are Pelican, and I will be shipping it to you. I have a picture because I couldn't bring it here with me, but I'm really proud of the work you've done. So thank you. So today I want you to leave the audience knowing that you're our Pelican with some lasting words of advice and where they can find you and find more information out. And I know we'll have it in the script below when we post it, but just so you can leave some lasting words.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Certainly wasn't expecting it, but thank you again for all those kind words, and I do appreciate that. The advice I guess I would give to leaders now and future leaders is culture and how important that truly is. Like I'd said at the beginning, is I've worked in different environments where maybe that wasn't so important, and that's why it's so important for me. And I am so proud of Chris going down there last year, presenting well and winning that award, and still, give him kudos when, going to his office and I see it sitting on his desk back there. He's super proud of it, and he should be. He absolutely should
Yes.
be. He works very hard to create our training program and keep it up to date and all the different requests that come through. But to current leaders and future leaders is that culture. Establish a culture, right? You set that pace, and that should be one of the most protected things for you and your department and your area of responsibility. And my folks could tell you that all day long. The culture of our group is paramount to anybody. And we want people that fit the culture, that feel welcome into it, because I want to create a place where people enjoy coming to work. We work so that we can earn a living and provide and things like that. But I want it to be such that you don't, that you're not dreading coming to work. You enjoy it. You enjoy the people you work with. You enjoy what you do. And you feel like you're having an impact, no matter what the level is. You can certainly find me here at United Road. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. I love sharing and helping other leaders if they ever have any questions. Certainly within the arena that I'm most knowledgeable in, got enough context. Maybe I can put them in touch with others that could potentially help them if it's outside of the safety and training world. But that is a good way to contact me.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Justin. Huge shout out to you. Thank you for coming on my show today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, and use the hashtag on the frontline. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.